Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. I have for my guest this week and next week, my elder son, Terry Brim, and his beautiful wife, Lynn. We're going to be telling you their love story and how they met. Lynn will be able to get her side of the story in, but right now we're on Terry's side. He was in a frustrated situation. He had been divorced a few years. He was lonely. He had gone out with some Christian women, but was frustrated in that. And one of them had just told him no thanks, but no thanks that day. I don't think he ever got that far with her. But anyway, she was leaving the dating situation. And she said, you live out here in a trailer. It's an old, dilapidated travel trailer that your grandparents wore out. You're beside this administration building that's just a shell of a building. You don't have any ambition. You're going nowhere. And so he went to bed that night. He'd been believing that God would bring him a wife, or at least he thought he was. And he said, well, I'll just have to get my own wife, and I'm going to have to figure out and generate money to get this building built, as if he could. And he went to bed that night very frustrated, and he said, either there's something wrong with me, I don't go to church enough or pray enough, or else God's laws don't work for all. And in bed that night, 3 o'clock in the morning, he had a visitation of God. God does mercifully work. And the Lord told him, get a pen and a paper, and he wrote these things down that are an absolutely marvelous explanation of how faith works. And God started off by telling him to write this: God does not bless or give to us according to what we deserve or what we may think is good, but by spiritual laws that he set into existence. These laws are powerful, so powerful and active, they even keep born-again Christians from receiving what God wants them to have. They work in the positive as well as in the negative. So if the born-again Christians are not working the laws in the positive and they're going in the negative, then they're not going to have the blessings that God wanted them to have. So he gave him some examples, which we've already read. And now we're going to finish up today this piece of paper back in front that's printed. You can get free. And with Terry, where he wrote down what God said to him that night. And I can tell you this was beyond his understanding. It had to have come from heaven. Terry, start there with God is fair and just.
Okay, God is fair and just, and he cannot stop the laws just because of our situation. God told me that he created the universe with the same laws, and he created man in his likeness, and he expect man to use these laws just like him. And also, I didn't write it down on this paper, but with a chemistry background, I know about the atom and electrons that surround it and how God keeps them from colliding. Mm-hmm. This is all established by his word.
By his word.
And then
the Bible says all things consist by the word of his power. He holds them all together by his
does.
Word.
He does. And he also holds our earth, our planet earth, in the right relationship with sun by his word. And you remember what he said about the water, where it could be and no feather, gave it its boundaries.
This far and no further.
No further. And there's many physical laws that work in our body. One of the things that I think of is our atmosphere and the atmospheric pressure of 14.7 pounds per square inch and the different elements that make up our atmosphere. Nitrogen, oxygen, and those things, how God made it so.
Oh, the balance.
The balance of it. And our atmosphere, you know, that it weighs so much, has so much pressure on it. These are all things established by God's word. It's the same word that keeps these laws working in our lives.
And what he was telling you that night, Terry, is it has to be legal. People say, oh, you're legalistic. The whole thing is legal.
Very.
And these laws hold our universe. If they varied, chaos.
Total chaos.
Planets would collide. Atoms would collide.
Yes.
Everything would be crazy. So this is how it is. And he told you that night that he has spiritual laws and they operate consistently, just like his natural laws operate consistently. And it's our part. It's the law of faith. The faith is the hand that receives from God. Faith is the coin that you spend in the spiritual realm. God is not moved by need. This is the thing that helped me many years ago. When I heard Brother Copeland preaching, God is not moved by need. Satan creates needs. If God was moved by need, Satan would be lighting fires everywhere and God would be following Satan around. He's not moved by your need. There's children starving in India. There's children starving over the world. There's horrible things happening. He's not moved by need. He moves and in response to the law of faith. And go on here, son. Reading. God is fair and just, you just read. He cannot stop the effects of the laws just because of our situation, your individual situation. Terry was not in faith. God couldn't move where Terry was, but he straightened Terry out and Terry began to change. God told me that he created the universe with the same laws and he created man in his likeness and expected man to use these laws just like he did. Okay?
So I said to God, what do I need to do? And he told me to open my spiritual eyes. You know, speaking of that, at that point I thought, you know, my situation, he showed me where I was missing it. You know, in an army at boot camp, the drill sergeant does not always know who his best soldier there is. Mm-hmm. He may have a good idea, but he doesn't really know until they get on the battleground
mm-hmm.
and where the bullets start flying
mm-hmm.
and where you meet the enemy. And then he showed me in church, I was doing well.
Inside the church.
Inside
meeting.
The church, I was
11 o'clock Sunday positive, morning. You were doing all right.
I was positive. I was
amening the preacher.
Amening the preacher. I was praising the Lord. But as soon as I'd walk out and get out here on Prayer Mountain and look at that building, or the last conversation with my girlfriend, everything changed. That was bullets being fired.
Yes.
And that's what happened to me. And he showed me that.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you said, God, what do I need to do? And he said, open your spiritual eyes.
Mm-hmm. He said, know that you are in covenant with me. And a lot of you need to realize that, mm-hmm. that you're in covenant. You're not by yourself, even if you think you are.
No.
You're in covenant with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that everything that is mine is yours, and everything that is yours is mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I do this now by taking communion. You know, we had communion this morning. At the time, I took it every morning right mm-hmm. after this mm-hmm. experience with God.
Just
it was
remind
so
yourself
strong.
You're in covenant. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And he told me to read that there was a price paid for this.
Mm-hmm.
This was not free. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a price paid for it.
He had you read about the crucifixion in Matthew 27.
Yes. And don't take this lightly.
Mm-hmm.
This privilege to work with God.
No.
And he was able to go to hell and strip Satan
mm-hmm.
from some of those spiritual laws that we now have over him.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And I thank God for that. I told my wife, Lynn, I get up in the morning, I said, you know, Jesus went down there and got him, and I'm not going to go to heaven and tell God I did not fire off my rifle at Satan.
That's right. You want to be a good soldier, right?
And I do. Don't I, Lynn?
Yes, you do.
Oh, I let him have it.
And so you got up in the morning and you read the crucifixion, Matthew 27, and then you went into communion and spoke that there was a price paid for you that you might belong and work with God.
Yes.
Oh, that's a privilege. And then read that what you wrote that morning. It also establishes the fact.
It also establishes the fact that he cares for me and my girls.
Your two daughters.
My two daughters living in Oklahoma at the time.
Quatsy and Patia.
Mm-hmm. And no matter what the devil or situation may arise, I know I can conquer it, for I'm in covenant with God.
Hallelujah.
I was so, you know, this is the end result mm-hmm. of this experience with God. I know I can conquer it. Mm-hmm. I'm not alone.
Mm-hmm.
And another way to look at this is just look what God has already done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the laws that it took to create trees and water and wildlife and stars and galaxies and sun and moons and to keep them established. It mm-hmm. takes laws.
Mm-hmm.
And he sees to them. And he'll see to it that his law will not fail. Mm-hmm. You can trust him. And in closing, he said, don't be discouraged. I have not abandoned you. No matter what you've done or what your situation is, remember, he does not bless us by what we deserve, but it's what we put in practice.
It's what we put into practice. Let's read that again. Don't be discouraged. I have not abandoned you, no matter what you have done. Remember, he does not bless us by what we deserve, but by what we put into practice. He told you, we've written this down at the bottom, by this law, my laws, I created the universe, and I did not withhold this law from man, the law of confession, the law of the laws of faith, the laws of Mark 11, 23 and 24. Satan knew the power of this law. It is the weapon he used to try to defeat me. Isaiah 14, when he said, I will go up to the highest heaven. I will sit in the mountain on the sides of the north. I will set against. He was making confessions.
Right.
But he used it against God, and he could not override the Most High. And so he has given us those wonderful laws. It is said to us that faith works by what? Love. Faith works by love. So you're not going to get faith to work any other way than by love. The best teacher I ever saw on that is Brother Kenneth E. Hagin. And we're making available this week his book, Love, The Way to Victory. If you're having trouble in your home, you and your wife are not getting along, the best Valentine's Day present you could give yourselves is Kenneth E. Hagin's teaching on love. Love, the way to victory. I learned how to walk in love from him. And I was married to your dad for 29 years, almost 30 years when he passed away. And probably, I don't know how long we'd been married before I went to work for Brother Hagin. I thought I was really doing a good job. But I found out I was not really walking in love. I blamed everything on your dad. And we had a good marriage, you know, but, you know, we'd spit and spat and this and that. And I learned that I, who I thought was Miss Religious, was not walking in love. And I learned how to walk in love. I put it on a CD. I think it's probably the best thing I know. And you can get that from us for, we'll give you that CD for $4. How to Walk in Love, and Brother Hagin's book, Marriage, Divorce, and Remarriage. We'll give you that book for $10. Brother Hagin's book, Love, The Way to Victory, for $10, 10, 20, 24. And if you want all three, well, we'll just make you a special price of $20. That'll be pretty good. Oh my, what a blessing you'll get here from all three of these. This is our Valentine's Love package. We're practically giving it away. Bless the Lord. But we're so glad that you're listening today. And we want you to come in next week when we're going to start to see how Terry put these laws into effect. Now, of course, those prices are going to be plus shipping. And when you call our number, 1-800-972-3447, they will give you instructions. And don't forget to write for the absolutely free God's Answer to Me. Next week, now you've got to come back because Terry's going to, God visited him in the nighttime, he put it into practice, and Lynn came on the scene. Shalom, shalom.